This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6.07. And it is, in fact, Thursday morning. Thank you, Morgan. I'm going to start with this White House thing. I'm just going to blow through it. I actually try to steer away from, believe it or not, all things political. But this is absolutely everywhere this morning. So we're going to run through it real quick. And that's going to be that. President Trump yesterday did a press conference. He claimed that the midterm elections were a victory for him and his party. But man, he was in a terrible mood at this press conference yesterday. Very testy, very combative. Things really went south when CNN's Jim Acosta asked Trump why he called the migrant caravan that's traveling toward the U.S. an invasion. How much of this do you have? Do you want to just roll this?
A lot of it. Okay. Let me just roll the question first.
Sure. So, pause it. At this point, a female White House intern has come up to him to take his mic away from him. And he turns his body. He wants to keep the mic. He wants to ask another question.
Is it his mic or do they pass along?
They pass a mic, whoever's going to do it. So, she's trying to take his mic away from him. And at one point, his hand comes out and it lays over the top of her arm. There was nothing. There was no laying on of hands. There was
I have
no
a video right
oh, okay.
Here. Take
so
a look at it.
Vinny can see what the exchange is exactly. But they're saying giving this is all right. So she jumps down. Did you see? I mean, that's what they're
already.
Calling a
shove. Yeah,
a
I saw
shove.
It this morning.
So after this back and forth, he cut him off, demanded the microphone be taken. At that point, the female intern tries to take him. He holds onto it for a few seconds and finally lets it go. He tried to keep talking even without a mic. And CNN, Trump said of CNN, do you have that ready to roll or shall I just read the quote? So that was the next guy from NBC. He had several angry exchanges with several other reporters. After the conference, Acosta lost his White House credentials until further notice,
boy.
Supposedly for putting his hands on the intern. Which, if you've seen what happened, there was no hand putting on. On CNN later, Acosta said, when they go low, we keep doing our jobs. On a less serious note, Trump was asked yesterday about a claim that Lil Jon once made that Trump had called him Uncle Tom on the set of Celebrity Apprentice. Trump said, I don't know who Lil Jon is.
Yeah, right.
Well, Lil Jon was on two seasons of The Apprentice.
He liked Lil Jon, yeah.
And Trump definitely knows who he is. Uh-huh. There's multiple pictures of them together. And really, there you go. There, now you're fully
up
to date, and we can not talk about it anymore. CNN's going off. It's a threat to democracy. And, the press needs access.
Well, that sucks that he lost his credentials. Like, he's the White House correspondent, right,
mm-hmm.
for CNN. Do
right.
they have to name someone else?
I don't know. Did they seat someone else in there to go to the White House press conferences?
Yeah.
Who knows? It's exhausting.
It is.
Here's something completely fun, and
right.
we can make fun of it, and it'll be super fun.
We won't get in trouble for it.
Well, we might. I mean, Oprah might not be into us anymore. Oprah Winfrey, every year, she does her favorite things list. And I love Oprah's favorite thing list. Most of the time, she does try to have some lower-end things on there, things that the average person can attain.
Folk, yeah.
We found out about some bakery up in, is it like Rohnert Park
North
or something?
Bay.
Yeah, somewhere up north.
Still haven't had one, though, have
no,
you?
No, they don't need us. They have Oprah.
What are they, English muffins? I think they are.
Yes, that does sound right. Right, so that was, and I think it was like $29 for a dozen of those, which, on the list of her things is a very reasonable purchase. So,
you ever had a cranberry English muffin?
No,
they're pretty damn good.
I like
Ooh,
cranberry scones,
good.
But I've never had an English muffin cranberry. I like a plain English muffin. They have a bunch of different varieties of them now.
Yeah, you can.
Sourdough ones, even.
Yeah. You don't like?
That sounds delicious.
I don't love sourdough.
A what?
I don't.
I love it.
Oh, God, it's
yeah.
so good.
I know. So people love it. And, you know, it's like so funny because Michael's sourdough, I eat there all the time. And I don't consider that, like, that's not a super sour bread roll. Like, sometimes you eat sourdough and I'm just like, ugh, it sounds, feels like it's fermenting in my mouth. Ugh.
I know people trip on bread, like, oh, you can't eat bread. But frankly, I'll take a plain piece of sourdough. Well, it's not plain. A piece of sourdough toast with some butter. Mm. There's breakfast. Like, I'll go surfing on that.
And do a little jelly on that?
No, just a...
Oh, I want some jelly.
A piece of toast with some butter and maybe an apple or a banana, and I'm ready. I can go surf for 2.5 hours.
Bread and butter is, like, the world's most awesome food. Bread and butter. A roll, hot roll with butter. Or like, when you go to an Italian restaurant and they have, like, some really yummy, like, focaccia type of bread toasted up and... in the basket, and then you pour the olive oil and put the salt on it, or maybe a little balsamic.
I just always think, like, God. Yeah, people have bagels. Why would one piece of toast be in some crime?
No. There's no crime. Please.
Plain.
Do your thing.
Simple.
Eat your food. Eat what you want to eat.
Well, my pants are tight.
Yeah, they look good, baby. I like in those.
So they're not supposed to be
tight.
In your
tight trousers.
Vinny, it's not good.
You just get the next size up.
No, I will not.
Why not? You could just do it.
As soon as this cold's gone, I got to start training for my half marathon.
How's that going?
It hasn't gone. I've had a cold for a week.
When is it again?
It's March or April.
Oh, you got a little time.
I got time, but, you know, that's...
And you get crazy after you eat big food, like, you know, at Thanksgiving. You're going to be running. You'll be running all over the world.
I'm looking forward to being healthy, and then I'll... Because if you start running when you're sick, man... It might run you down and you'll find yourself worse.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
relax.
Or
that's what I tell myself anyway.
That's as valid an excuse as I've ever heard.
I need to get in bed. Running is not
right.
the move.
I'm going to run to bed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so back to Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
Her 2018 list of favorite things has a lot less affordable stuff on it. She just was like, F it. I'm going for my actual favorite things. 107 items. It's a little indulgent. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be, right? It's her favorite things.
Yeah.
So there's a $199 foot massager, $168 adult onesies.
Oh.
Like, are those just leotards? Isn't a onesie just a, it's like a t-shirt that has a snap at the bottom?
No, it's the baby pajamas.
Yeah.
It's the, with the zipper.
With the legs too, right?
Feet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pictured it as pajamas.
I thought those were footy pajamas. I thought a onesie was the thing with the snaps at the bottom, the, you know, the little t-shirt thing.
I think in this case they're talking about
like a full on
that you pull on and zip up from the leg.
Does it have a crap hatch?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think they probably assume that you crap once a day and that you're not going to need to keep getting in and out of those.
Drop the whole thing.
I think I have
it. Let's have a look at this.
I think this is it. This is on Oprah's.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Oh, what is it?
Is it
a one-piece pajama. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a... It's
they're
all
not
stripy.
Furry, but they're striped. They look
I couldn't
comfy.
Quite make that out at first. There's like a cute kid between them upside down.
I think that's asking for camel toes, what I think.
I agree. It does seem like they don't make the torsos long enough on those things. Or
I'm
when
not
you put
wearing,
your hands up over your top.
You don't wear underwear with your pajamas, right?
Oh, I do. Of course
what?
I do.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do with your balls? Don't you want them to be free-flowing?
No, I don't. I want them to be
jar,
all tucked
Vinny.
Up. They're in my purse, where they always are. No, I want underwear. I don't like to have pants touching my stuff.
But they're not pants; they're pajamas.
Any kind of clothing I want under. I want a clean cotton panel. I just want underpants.
All right.
I feel like everything gets all sweaty, and like if there's an air gap, then I've got like sort of a sweaty area. I don't want that. You know, like how the heat builds up. If the crotch is too low, now there's like a gap and all the
maybe
stuff is touching.
Maybe in denim on a hot day, but in your pajamas at home
are
on the
hot.
Couch?
Actually, I'm not a big pajama person because I get super, you know, you
hot.
Might be comfortable when you first get in bed, but then, you know, you always wind up with a whole leg outside the covers, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't be.
You want to hear something so stupid?
Yes.
My daughter the other day goes, she pulls her pants down and her whole butt is showing and she goes, who am I? And I'm like, please, God, don't let it be me. I'm you, Dad.
Did she say that?
Because I'll be wearing sweatpants and they'll be dropping slowly. And I do not wear underwear with those when I'm at home. No question. So there's no, like, Maybe I'll sit down and my ass will come out halfway.
Who am I?
I can't believe she did that.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled at it either because I was like, oh no, that's going to be me.
You need to get sweatpants suspenders, Vinny. That's what I'm going to get you for Christmas, suspenders.
I'm just trying to be comfy for a minute. Mm. Yeah. I don't spend a whole day hanging around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for the minute I'm there, I don't need underwear binding me up.
It's the nicest feeling. Like last night, I took my shower. I did some gardening yesterday, so I was all sweaty and dirty. And I took my shower.
This is pre-drinks or after?
This is pre-drinks, oh. Pre-drinks. So, you know, whatever time, from 2 to 4, whatever. I got, you know, I'm dirty. So I go inside, I take my shower, and normally after I take my shower, I get my fat clothes. Like I put on my big, crusty pair of sweatpants. And
your
you
holy
know,
sweatshirt.
Like, right, my t-shirt with my holy sweatshirt over the top of it. But I had to put clothes. Yeah, old dusty and crusty. So, but I couldn't. So I got all my clothes for today, because I always lay out my clothes for the next day, the night before, because there's no decision making that can happen in the morning at 4 in the morning. I'm simply not capable. So I laid them all out, and then I pulled them all on, and I wore them to the... I didn't wear the shirt, but I wore everything else. And it was a bummer, because I was like, oh, I would have loved to have just gotten into my...
And it's all that stuff?
No, well, I didn't wear the shirt, but I wore the shirt I later slept in. I just pulled my bra out through the sleeve and just got in bed. But it was just the jeans and the socks. And
the socks.
The underpants, all the stuff.
I've
been wearing
appearance.
These underpants since 4 o'clock yesterday. It's
oh,
true.
God.
I know. Like, I'm looking at 14 hours in these underpants. Crusty.
Oh, those, you know what? That's a pair you can sell.
I'm not going to be selling
no,
any of my
you
underpants.
You need to wear them for like 2 more days and then
what?
You can sell them.
Gross.
Yeah, the longer
so
you wear
nasty.
Them, the more you can get. Yeah.
So, how do you know that? Are you doing
that's
this?
That's what they say.
Did
no.
you start doing it?
You should
no.
do it. Look at the money you could make, girls.
Haven't even worn underwear in the last 3 days.
Oh, sell the
pretty,
jeans.
Pretty good information.
Right. I don't know. It's because where my jeans are, and I go to the other room to put them on to see if they're going to work. And if
oh,
they
so
work,
you put them on and then you don't want to take them off.
Yeah, to put on underwear. It's stupid. But no, I haven't done it. That's just what I read about, is that the more you wear your undies, the more you could sell them.
So you've done some research on this. Research.
It's these awful sites I go to.
Uh-huh. Is that all we're getting?
Yeah, and like the dirty.com, media takeout, oh. like all these.
They all sell the underpants?
No, I'm not saying they sell them, but occasionally you'll run into stories about certain things, and I go, huh, let me click on that.
Mm.
It's funny to me.
It is funny. I mean,
there's a whole nother world going on out there. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That seems like easy money, though. Like, if you could just
it does.
Wear
I just
your underpants for 3 days and
it.
Get rid
just
of them.
Do it. Oh, my God. For $1,000 a pop?
I don't think I can.
$1,000?
Well, I don't know what.
I mean, I don't know. Even a few hundred bucks, it's like super easy.
No,
to,
you got to price it high. You know?
Sure, but there's already a market out there. You could just.
We talked about I don't think I could do it. What's that clause in the contract? Oh, I can't even think right now.
Oh, like morals?
Yeah,
or
there's a moral clause.
We do have morals clauses.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's just a bit.
It's entertainment.
But then they'd be like, okay, then if you made $1,000 off your chonies, now you have to donate that.
Oh. Because then it would be like for a good cause.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just be like, I'm donating a portion of the proceeds?
A portion of the proceeds.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's your $100.
That's generous. I was thinking more like 1%.
Oh.
You're tithing 10%. So anyway, back to Oprah's
Oprah,
list. We're
yeah.
never going to get through this. There's $78 mittens, $144 fingerless gloves. They don't have fingers, $144. Yeah, I want to see the fingerless gloves because I actually think those are cool. Like, you know, all the steampunk kids wear the, you know, like a leather, it's all studded and yeah. looks cool. There's a $498 bamboo bedding bundle.
The steampunk kids?
Yeah. You ever see that? They've got like all the like little clockwork things
I'm
on them.
I'm familiar a little bit.
I like the steampunk look.
What, you do?
I do. I think it's really neat. Like it looks, it's like weirdly period piece, but with a kind of a punk edge to it.
But that's really just the Burning Man people, right?
It is a very big Burning Man thing. But like for sure. It's,
like the way you said the steampunk kids, I thought, are these the kids behind the fence at your house?
No,
or?
Those kids are just kids.
Right.
What are you looking at?
The fingerless gloves.
Oh, let's have a look at this. This for $144.
This is how they look.
Let's have a look at this.
You see that?
Oh.
It's.
They're like, are they crocheted?
There's no fingers at all.
They're, yeah. They have like a fold down. It looks like that sheep fleecy stuff.
Ugg boots.
Yeah, those are super ugly. Super ugly.
$144. What's cool about her site is everything has a link to Amazon. That's funny, right?
I wonder if she's getting a kickback on this.
Oh, hell yeah. She has to be. I mean, to get on this list, it puts you on the map.
But shouldn't there be a conflict there? She's totally endorsing a product then. And it's not genuine. It's got, there's some
influence.
Does it
say hashtag? It's for sure. I mean, and especially the fact that she makes it so easy to buy the stuff. It's Oprah's. I mean, I guess, you know, these people probably pay her X amount to either.
She probably gets stuff throughout the year and then goes, oh, that's my favorite, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I already saw something on there that I would like to
what
buy.
What is it?
It's a faux fur vest.
How much?
For $89.
Oh, boy, that's reasonable.
It's like a little long. It looks beautiful.
Are you looking for the faux fur vest?
I am. There's a lot of stuff on this list.
Let's get that for her for Christmas right now.
Let's see. Not there. These are Oprah's favorite things. Yes.
Yeah. Here it is.
Oh, you found it?
Well, look, right below it, shop at Amazon. And she just clicked that link.
Wow.
And right there.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pick out your size. I'll get that for you.
It only goes like a medium large.
I'm getting that for you, but then I'm off the hook for your Christmas present. That's your Christmas present.
Well, then, are you going to be my Kris Kringle? What's it called?
Secret Santa.
Oh, we're doing that again?
We do it every year, Vincent.
All right. Yes, Vinny. We're doing it.
I actually already got gifts for certain people just in case I get you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. The bamboo bedding bundle, I'm not sure what that is exactly, but it's $500. It sounds like it. Maybe it's just like made out of sheets and stuff made out of bamboo. I mean, I can't imagine it's a bamboo bed.
I don't know. Maybe it's organic bamboo. I don't know. It comes with a duvet. There's different bundles you can get.
There's a $249 smart picture frame. Probably scrolls through your, you know, for way less than that. You can go get yourself a Google Home Hub.
Here, let me click on the Amazon link real quick.
Oh, yeah, Amazon.
Oh.
$250.
Yeah, $250. Dang. No, I don't. You can't. Don't get that. We got something for you. We'll tell you about it in a minute. Actually, literally in 1 minute, we're going to tell you about it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday, as I was scrolling through Instagram, I love that we've been putting all these clips up of the show from the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the one where I was doing that floss dance.
Uh-huh.
It's so, just if you want to see old lady dancing, that's the clip for you. You can follow us all at Instagram. Alice973 is the station Instagram, and Alice973 follows all of us.
The other clip
find us all
was
on, there.
On a certain Vinny Facebook page and on the Radio Alice website, Vinny's food porn.
Oh, I didn't see that one
either.
Yeah. Is that not on Instagram?
No, we'll have to grab it from there. I think.
Yeah, put it on Instagram. I wanted to see that.
I know, me too.
Yeah, we were talking about that ASMR stuff too yesterday.
On the podcast.
We did. We talked about it there as well. I mean, that is just fascinating to me. Anyway, follow us all on Instagram. We're just fascinating. I mean, why wouldn't you follow us?
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Yeah, she does. We'll begin with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Apparently, she had the 85-year-old Supreme Court justice had a fall last night. She was admitted to George Washington University Hospital early this morning, and they say we're looking at 3 ribs fractured on her left side.
How old is she? 85.
Yeah, 85. I have had nothing even that bad, and rib injuries hurt like a... All of that is cuss words, and that empty space was cuss words.
Yeah.
It hurts like you can't
believe. Breathe, huh?
It hurts to breathe. It hurts
I just
to
had
not
like, I think it was the cartilage between the rib or something like that was hurt, and it took 6 weeks, and it was just this,
Any movement, I mean, it's your trunk, it's your core. It's...
Yeah, so 85 and 3 fractured ribs, that's got to hurt. Yeah, so well, best of luck getting better there, Ruth.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry for her and for the pain that she's going to go through, and I'm so sorry for us for the third seat that Trump is going to sit on the
court. Oh, you think this will retire her?
Well, look, she's 85 years old, and she just broke three ribs, and it's I. It,
is this the downward slide?
Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Well, I hope you're right.
Older folks catch pneumonia. That I go, oh God, this is the end.
Yeah.
I hear she's lifting weights 5 days a week. So
yeah, you know that's going
to
be curtailed by this.
Well, sure, but
ribs.
She's a strong, active 85.
Yeah. I listen.
They say
way to be a positive
the new
thinker.
75, right, Sarah?
That's what they say, Vinny. I've heard that just now.
Okay.
This next I like story, your optimism. It's helpful to me.
Well, you
want to
think that about
well,
I, forget the
I
politics side of it. There's a person who's
yes, I said I'm sorry for the pain that I know she's going to be dealing with for months now.
Ah, right. All right. This next story isn't funny. This news broke overnight. 12 killed, including a police sergeant, in a California bar shooting. This happened in Thousand Oaks, which if you look on a map, it is north and west of L.A. As you're headed sort of towards Ventura area. Thousand Oaks Bar and Grill was the location where 12 people died last night.
It was like a college night?
It's a college night at a country bar. Many in the crowd came from local colleges such as Pepperdine, Moore Park, and Cal State Channel Islands, which I'm not familiar with at all. But anyway, they say the agency, the Ventura County Sheriff, received multiple calls of shots being fired at this bar. It has a large dance floor, pool room, eating and drinking area. I guess it's a place where people go to rage. The AP is now saying that they have identified the shooter as a 29-year-old who deployed a smoke device and then used a 45 caliber handgun and opened fire in this country dance bar, again killing 12. I think what I first heard this morning, and they had reporters outside the bar talking to people who were in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. Anyway, they don't have the guy's name yet. They don't.
I haven't seen any reports. They're releasing it. Did you say you saw it this morning?
I didn't see the name this morning, no. But they were talking to people who were in the bar,
right,
outside the bar, and so it does seem like. And I can't review all of these horrific scenes in my head, but it's clubs and schools. Pulse was a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this place a club,
yeah,
and schools. Seem to be the place where people are gathered, there's no possible way to excuse away this behavior as someone who was ostracized or someone who was love hurt or someone. There isn't any option.
There's no reason for it anyway. There's no explaining this stuff away. That's a crazy person who has a gun.
Although, look at, remember last week, Vinny, the people were doing yoga.
Right.
And then the guy comes in. I mean, granted, that was a few people as.
No, and
the
movie
right.
theaters and everything.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The problem is, it can happen anywhere.
Churches.
Oh, my God.
Right.
The church is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anywhere. It can happen freaking anywhere.
Well, that's the latest. And if I get any info about this person or their motive, I'll let you know. But right now, 12 people dead who were just out for a night on the town last night.
Well, expectly.
Actually, one of them was a policeman who'd gone in to help.
Yeah, and he was going to retire.
He was
going to
retire
like next week.
It's awful.
Yeah.
You can count on the government to do nothing.
Dating's fun.
Oh my God, what could be more fun than dating?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did.
No, I'm with you. I mean, what a great time that is.
All the weird
sure.
adventures of dating.
Yeah.
This one girl I was getting together with. Hooking up with?
Oh.
What do they call it?
She had cats, and so her bed, the cats had been all over it. And so I'm like getting so itchy in the middle of making out with this girl because it's my clothes are off, and I'm like,
and you're rolling around
oh
in cat dander.
Oh, as an allergic person, what an adventure!
Yes,
I persevered though, Sarah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your staying power was such that you could battle through that, Vinny.
As you date, there are things that will be too much.
Oh, like the cat thing?
Well,
for
I
some
ended up
people,
with
it
someone
would be
who
too.
Has a cat, yeah. So it clearly wasn't too much for me.
Mm. You were too much for him, though. I mean, he's He's come up with all kinds of bad behavior since you moved into his life.
No, that behavior was there.
That cat's life has changed.
No, no, no. That behavior was there before I got there.
Mm.
That cat was whizzing in the first house before I ever lived there. That cat's got a thing.
Had
luckily,
a thing.
He's not
had a thing.
Here anymore to Grouch talk cat. Back.
Here, where's our friend? What have you done with him?
He's at church, punk.
Huh. I had no idea.
Would you stop dating someone if they lived with their parents? These are questions put to daters.
Well, it just really depends how old I am. I mean,
84% of women said yeah, and 63% of men said yep. If you live with your parents, I can't. I'm not going to do it.
I do think that as a snap judge, I would say no, I can't date someone living with their parents. But
sure,
there's circumstances that...
Exactly. If they're helping out their parents, if their parents are ailing... There's certain things where I go, wow, good, you're a great person helping out your parents.
If I'm dating a 17-year-old, I mean, I feel like they could be living with their parents.
Well, if you don't have a job and you're just...
Yes, there are other things that come with
that's
people.
A problem.
Do you live in the basement? Do you not have a job? And is your ass
all right,
wide
let me ask you a question.
Because of video games.
A guy who's super handsome.
Yeah.
Well-built, good yeah. body. So far, you've hit it off. You like each other. Everything's cool. But he says, oh, yeah, I live at home. And when you say why, his answer is, I like it there.
Yeah, that's
I'm
like
good.
A,
nothing's bothering me. Why would I move out and pay
a
the astronom?
To launch,
right.
So no, I'm going to have to.
You're out.
Even
you're
if
out.
He has a job.
Even if he has a
yeah,
job.
Yeah, he has a job. He's
but
just
nothing's
like,
wrong with his parents, right? He's not like helping
no,
out.
No, he's just all,
Mom
look.
Mom does everything for me.
Yeah, the prices yeah. are ridiculous, and I don't have to do
no,
a
I can't get
thing.
Down with that.
Right.
Nope.
Well, does he pay a little rent? Does he pay his way? Pay
well,
his
what if
share
his answer
house?
To that question is, what's it to you? Back off. We're and just he, dating. You don't need to know what I pay.
True. But
I would say, well, we're not dating anymore.
Okay.
I really feel like your defensiveness on this subject is a red flag for me.
All right.
I'm... If he's a good hookup, maybe we can hook up once
sure.
in a while. But
yeah.
we're not.
But I'm not
going
to go to your house and meet your parents.
Yeah,
you know,
sneak
day
him,
two.
Sneak my way into your bedroom.
Yeah. Oh my God! If there's any sneaking around, I'm sorry. I cannot play that game. I am not in high school anymore.
You guys.
So you want someone that's been out in the world, you know, making it on their own.
Right. Someone who has
your
right.
own apartment,
it's some independence.
Had experiences with roommates.
Yeah, like, I'll take you out on Saturday. Let me see. You. I'm going to ask my mom if I can borrow the car.
You guys. He's got his own entrance. His dad put a door in, okay? He's got his own door uh-huh. in the back side of the house that leads right into his room.
Where is there a bathroom?
There's no sneaking.
There?
He's got a bathroom in his room as well.
I don't know. It still feels weird to like walk around to the back of the house to knock on your boyfriend's door at his parents' house.
He doesn't have a kitchen, though. So if you want a sandwich, you're going to have to, you know.
Venture out into the main home.
You're going to have to commando past mom.
You know what's funny? When I first started, I just remember this. I'm like, oh, my God, as I'm speaking. When I first started dating John, he was living with his parents.
Oh.
Johnny V?
Yeah. Because
he had a divorce?
He had the divorce, and he got the kids. So he moved into his parents' house with the kids.
Oh. He got
so
the kids?
Mom and dad.
That never happens.
Yeah.
There must be some extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
Care to share?
I don't think it's probably right that
okay.
I do that.
Well, you don't have to. It's already clear.
I love everyone involved. I think the wife had been locked down with the kids every day. And after 12 years, she's like, I need to go out there and have some fun.
Oh.
And meet new people and all this kind of stuff. So he got the kids. And moved into his parents' house. So when I first started dating him, he would always come to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you did date a guy who
I
lived
did,
at home.
But there was circumstances.
And his parents were fine.
Mm. Yeah, they were great.
Come to think of it, it's been so long since I dated. I don't think I ever dated anyone who didn't live at home.
Yeah, I know. You don't. These questions never go well with you because you're just.
I'm like Whitey lived in the basement of his house.
Oh, really?
Well, John had his own apartment by the time I started dating him. That's it, though.
66%. These are dating questions people were asked, and a large percentage said they would end things with another person if they lived in quote a rough neighborhood.
Oh, like if they didn't feel safe going there.
Like here in the city. There's plenty of spots here in the city where you go, I don't think I can leave my car here overnight.
Right.
Mm, interesting.
I don't think I could walk to the apartment.
Have you ever had that person go, give me $5, I'll watch your car. And you're like, my car, what? My car's fine. Yeah. I feel like you're the one that I have to keep someone from, you know.
Give me $5 so I won't rob you.
Yeah, it's exactly what that is.
So
right.
You do it, right?
Well, and as you pull out your wallet, they steal your wallet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that neighborhood, I could see why someone would say, yeah, I need to be able to leave my car at your house right. overnight.
And I want to feel safe walking to your door.
Here are some other things. Both 30% of both women and men said they'd end things if you lived more than a half hour away from them, even if it's in the same town.
Oh. Shame.
That's me.
Yeah.
I feel that. You want to be able to hang out and not have it be a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Every time, it doesn't need to be an overnight. Sometimes you can just hang and then part ways
mm-hmm.
and go do the stuff you want to do. And not always have it be
my
this.
Whole weekend is consumed by you.
Right.
And you're not leaving. It's Sunday at 2 p.m. and I have things to do and you're still here.
Right. The shouldering a bag every time leaving? I see you is troubling.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's so low. But then again, you know, some people feel fine with the bag drop and they like the bubble.
Mm.
That like, yeah, just we have our little weekend, world and right. then we go back out into the world, you know, and we're refreshed from it. Okay. Oh, God. There's me again with that. Here are some things that you can't have on display at your house, like guns, a huge mess, empty alcohol bottles on display.
Oh, come on.
What are you, still in college?
Yeah, let's at least recycle those. I mean, clean up after yourself, you drunk.
That was all from just like 4 hours ago, though.
Political paraphernalia. Women are also turned off by Disney paraphernalia. Men don't like hamsters or gerbils.
Oh.
If you're out there dating.
Get rid of these. These are the things to clear.
Those are some things you might want to clear out.
Hamsters and gerbils. Why? Because they're like, why do you keep rodents?
Well, they smell, too.
They
there,
do.
There is a smell, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800. Oh, I should add real quick before I get to text. Thursday Night Football might actually be a good game tonight. Panthers play the Steelers.
Oh, that does sound like a
Panthers
good matchup.
Are 6-2. Steelers are 5-2-1. Could be a good game. All right, here's some of the texts you guys sent. Oprah's favorite thing was biscuits, not English muffins, at Big Bottom Market in Guerneville.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
650 says, Yuzette, remember Michael Martin came in and said that selling your undies on your own time, on your own site, did not violate your morals clause.
Oh, yeah.
You're
that?
Good.
You're good to go, Yuzi.
Two thumbs up.
Huh. It's a thought.
It is. I mean,
I do need Christmas money.
I would. I'd be doing it.
Well,
was you.
What do you mean you would be?
Why
you
don't
do
you
it?
Then? You put 14 hours into the pair you're wearing now.
Yeah, just keep it going.
If I was you, I would do it.
All right.
I can't do it. Would you think Johnny V would let you do it?
Yeah. What do you mean, let me?
Oh, all right.
He'd be all, I get half that, right?
Oh, he's your pimp.
He likes to ask for half of whatever I get.
Oh, is that like a running joke and you go, haha, no?
Pretty much.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
415 says, ha, 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 Vinny, your daughter's awesome. Yeah, she's a comedian already. Mm. She's 5 and so funny.
Who am I?
Say, yeah, tell people what.
She pulled her pajama bottoms down past her butt, so her whole butt was showing, and she goes, who am I? And I, as I saw it, I was like, she's doing me. I can't stand it. I know she's doing me. And yeah. She was like, I'm daddy. And I was like, ah.
So he's showing his butt crack.
Yeah.
Your butt is mine.
408 says, watched the Sarah flossing video yesterday. She was good.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. You
missed. But imagine how good she'd be if she could take her arms off.
I know. Be great. I couldn't floss if I had my arms off, though. I don't understand that one.
Oh, this is a cute one. It's a kid sitting next to they must have printed it on the computer. Good morning, Vinny. Please wish my amazing dad, Brian, a happy 38th birthday today. See the baby next to the note.
Oh, so cute.
I don't know if any of that is.
So it's a little baby and.
Our whole family loves you guys.
Oh.
Especially Hooman.
Oh, well, they're missing out this week. Hooman's on day 3 of his Christian trip.
He'll be back tomorrow.
with a movie review.
And I can't wait to hear all about it.
I forgot what movie, though.
It was the new girl with the dragon tattoo. It was the girl in the spider's web. Is the girl's name Claire Foy that's playing? She was the girl from The Crown. I just don't know. I love that show, that series so much. And then I liked the original Noomi Rapace, I think her name is. She played in the Swedish version of the girl with the dragon tattoo. They were subtitled. So good. No one else ever measures up as Lisbeth Salander.
I love the books, and I just don't understand why it's so hard to make.
I know
that trilogy or a series of them here in America. I don't get it.
Did you ever watch the Swedish ones, or no?
I saw one of them, and I just, as usual, got carried away with other things and have never gone back.
I see.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with a 3-day music festival, and we'll see where that takes us.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.